Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 12th of August, Finding a Helper Comparable. Having created the first man, Adam, the Lord God instigated a search with the intent of finding a helper comparable for Adam, saying, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Adam needed a comparable person for fellowship so that they together could know and participate in God's everlasting covenant purpose. As part of their participation in this covenant, the man and his comparable helper would multiply identities through procreation. The process of looking for a helper who was comparable to him was a season of instruction from the Lord as Adam named and integrated all the animals within creation. Adam's participation in the offering of Christ would be necessary for the multiplication of spirit and life beyond himself. The Lord caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, which was Adam's connection to the 3 hours of darkness belonging to Christ's offering on the cross. Through this participation, Adam was being formed by Christ as the vessel of headship, and at the same time, Christ was forming a helper comparable for him. The search for and subsequent forming of a helper who is comparable to the man is symbolic of the season of godly courtship before marriage. As we read in Proverbs, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favour from the Lord." The season of godly courtship is a process whereby a man and a woman are finding one another and are then being formed individually by Christ as an appropriate vessel for marriage. The season of godly courtship involves 5 phases of relational growth and choosing: friendship, romance, courtship, bonding, and marriage preparation. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 2 verses 20 to 22, Matthew chapter 27 verse 45, and Proverbs 18 verse 22. For further study, Proverbs 31.